Migrant saved from deportation after leftist human rights campaign went on to murder man in knife fight, report. By Peter Catalan, February 27, 2023. A migrant rescued from deportation after a left-wing political campaign went on to murder a man in a knife fight, a report has claimed. Ernesto Elliott, who had previously been convicted of knife crimes, was due to be deported to Jamaica before a legal campaign backed by leftist and Labour Party activists went on to ground the migrant's deportation flight. The left-wing cadre of celebrities, MPs, and activists are said to have signed an open letter calling for the flight deporting Elliott and 22 other criminals to be grounded, with a last-ditch human rights appeal backed by Labour officials eventually going on to halt the deportations. However, according to a report by the Daily Mail, it can now be reported that Elliott has gone on to kill a man, with a Jamaican being said to have stabbed his victim through the heart during a street brawl. The publication has published footage of the incident said to have taken place in 2021, displaying both Elliott and his eventual victim, Nathaniel Iwuiko, swing at each other with bladed weapons during a confrontation said to have lasted 8 minutes. Elliott has since been sentenced to a minimum of 26 years in prison over the incident. The Daily Mail estimates that the migrant's imprisonment will cost the British taxpayer over £1.3 million, $1.5 million. The incident is likely to cause a lot of embarrassment for the left-wing Labour Party, with a significant number of party representatives signing an open letter demanding that the future murderer and others be kept in the country. Preeti Patel, the former Home Secretary, now been confined to the backbenches after failing to deal with the country's ongoing migrant crisis, has used the murder to push for further opposition to Labour's immigration platform. This case is exactly why we must continue to defy the protestations from the Labour Party, the do-gooding celebrities and immigration lawyers, and remove convicted foreign criminals, rapists, murderers, child abusers and drug dealers who have no right to be in this country, she reportedly told the publication. Although her use of the words continue to are questionable, given Elliott's deportation obviously did not take place during her time in office. Indeed, Patel's Tory party has a very poor record of dealing with foreign immigration, repeatedly failing to deal with criminal migrants coming into Britain, often with disastrous consequences. To make matters worse, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is now discussing plans to give thousands of migrants the right to stay in Britain without even interviewing them, seemingly in the hopes of reducing the country's ever-growing backlog of asylum claims. Critics have called the plan an effective mass amnesty, with many worrying that it will only further increase the incentive for more migrants to come to the United Kingdom. The message to the criminal gangs is, if you get your clients to destroy their ID and claim to be from a high-success country, they'll be tick-boxed into the UK, the head of Migration Watch UK, Alp Mehmet, remarked. The triple killer of Tom Roberts came from such a country, and had been denied asylum in Norway before our already lax system allowed him to con his way in, he said, citing another homicidal migrant. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.